This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Yeah, this is Matt Bracken in for the last hour on Friday. And we're into the Christmas season, and I wish I was full of jolliness and good cheer. But actually, I'm pretty much not. I've been following the news, watching the show. The Ted Lieu thing about wishing that we would have less free speech, it's disturbing because that's the left today. They are no longer interested in a dialogue with us. They just want to shut us up. And I'm reminded of a quote from a meme that's been floating around. It says that genocides happen when tyrannies are coming to power and the people are disarmed, but civil wars happen when tyrannies are rising but the people are armed. So at least it looks like we're not going to have a genocide without a civil war. You know, I just don't see a safe path back to the old America, you know, to the Democratic Republic that we knew. And the problem is that politically today, politicians that are on the move, they're going to see their best move to be appealing to their radical bases, to their extreme elements, not to appealing to the middle of America. That's going to be a losing proposition. And I kind of see a parallel today in what happened in the former Yugoslavia at the end of the Cold War when communism was failing. A politician named Slobodan Milosevic, he rose to power by appealing to radical Serbian ethnic pride. It got him to become the prime minister, but it ensured that there would be a civil war. And something similar to that is going to happen, I think, in the United States, unfortunately. I don't see a moderate ever coming to power. I think that if Trump is elected for another term, it'll probably be a miracle. You know, the Democrats are going to be gunning for him for the next 2 years with all barrels blazing. And you can see today how we're just in a battle of competing narratives. If you watch Fox or conservative media, you can see that the Uranium One scandal has never been investigated. Hillary Clinton got a complete walk. But if you turn the channel a few clicks over to watch CNN or MSNBC, all you'll hear is that that President Trump was somehow involved with Russians. It's never really explained. That all of his cabinet members are deserting him. That he's a complete failure. That he'll probably be impeached over campaign contribution violations, which is, we know, it's bogus, but that's the narrative that's being floated to half of the country. So you can see these forces are just pulling us apart. And I don't see a way back to safety. So I guess the message today is, buy some more ammunition for Christmas. And if you only have one AR-15, you better get another one. States like New Jersey, they've banned magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. It's just a question of time before they start arresting people, because they can tell by who's bought what, where these magazines are. Even in my own state of Florida, they're doing these RPOs, these public safety orders. The initials are different in each state, but they red flag gun owners and literally go to their house to collect their guns. I don't see a soft landing out of all of this. I really don't. And, if history is a guide, I think the Civil War is ahead of us, unfortunately. Anyway, that's my cheerful Christmas message. And we'll maybe get to the range and do some shooting and have some fun where we can. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to take calls for the rest of the hour. Matt Bracken for Alex, last hour of InfoWars.
have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy, and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we're back, and for the rest of the hour, I'm going to try to clear through the boards here on the phone calls. In the past, I've called into shows, and I know how frustrating it can be to, you know, be listening to the show through your telephone for an hour or so. So let's go to Alex in Michigan first. Been waiting for an hour and a half. I think that's long enough. Can you hear me, Alex?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. God bless you, and God bless all the info warriors out there. Merry Christmas.
You bet.
If you haven't already, go to the InfoWarsStore.com and buy yourself the X2 or the fish oil or the real red pill or the water filter.
I think I need it.
Yeah, none of you, it'll be a great Christmas gift to everyone under the tree. Even if they're not InfoWars listener, it'll be a great way to spread the word. And I think in relation to what you're talking about, it's not really a civil war, but it's an info war. And so our ammunition has to be information to counter their stupid narrative that we're Russian agents or Trump violated campaign finance law when Hillary allegedly got like $400 million from Bill Browder out of Russia, allegedly. So, like, why is no one looking at that, you know?
Yeah, in terms of this being an info war, you're absolutely right. But the problem is that we seem to be on divided tracks, like two parallel tunnels in the mountain that barely communicate and barely see each other's narrative. People just choose the information path that they want. So for a while it was, you know, a fair fight on Twitter or Facebook, but we've seen how that went. And as soon as you get any traction, you know, you're shadow banned or you're just kicked off completely. I was kicked off of Twitter just for a burqa meme that didn't even name a religion. You know, some Muslim objected to a meme about burqas, and I was gone from Twitter. So I don't see how we can compete in the info war when we're only talking to our own audience. So that's one of my main concerns right now. And I don't know if you have any ideas other than, I mean, I promote alternative social media, like, you know, using BitChute and Brighteon instead of YouTube, which is Google, Gulag, or using Gab or FreeZoxy or other social media sites. Instead of just, you know, Facebook and Twitter. But those are such tiny audiences compared to the monolith, the leviathans of Google, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. I don't see how we get any traction when our volumes are dialed down on those, on the main social media sites. You know, maybe I'm in a depressed frame of mind right now, but I don't see us making progress. Do you have any ideas?
Trump definitely needs to act. If we could all just sign up for a lawsuit, like me, you, Alex Jones, and everybody else, just sign up. If InfoWars.com set something up, we could all sign up for a lawsuit, and we would totally win. And because that's the reason we might get into a civil war is because we can't win the information war, so we go into a civil war.
Yeah, the only thing I can see Congress doing, and of course the Democrats are going to run Congress now, they'll, if they even try to treat big social media as a utility and have the government running it, well, that just means eventually people like Ted Lieu will be writing the law. And, you know, I think it'll codify politically correct ideas. So I think that we need to, I don't know how we can work it, because any attempts to level the playing field on Facebook, I just see it working against us in the long run. I wish that Trump would go and declassify everything in sight. I mean, gosh, I'd like to see the guy take the U.S. Marshals into the Department of Justice and force them to turn over documents, you know, to tell them, you know, you turn them over or you're going to be arrested. But it just shows that even a president of the United States has less power than the bureaucracy, the entrenched deep state. And they've got the media, they've got still most of the FBI, Department of Justice, the intel agencies. The man's up against everything. And, you know, I guess sticking with Trump is the strongest thing we can do. But I'm at a loss for how to get more traction in the information war. Of course, support InfoWars, you know, byproducts from the store. But it seems like we're just talking to ourselves, and big media and big social media is still dominating the country. Anyway, go ahead.
If Trump could take military action, like arrest traitors, ideally. But if he, bare minimum, can't even get the information out with the FISA warrant, like you're talking about, like, that's not a good sign. Like, if he can't get the information out for ammunition in the info war, we have no shot. So he's got to do that at least.
I think that a big move, you know, he has to be assured that Mueller doesn't have any more big aces to play, then do the big declassification. But I don't know why he doesn't. I don't know what the grip is that they've got over him that he can't do that. But thanks, Alex. And let's go to Sean and PA, also been holding for a long time. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for hosting. You're literally my favorite guest host.
Thank you.
The way that I see this is we elected Trump to get 4 years as president. We see the end of that race being when the deep state goes down. The Democrats see it as when Trump gets impeached. So the way that I'm thinking of this whole thing is that it's kind of a tortoise and a hare race, and that the Democrats are the hares. They're bouncing all over the place from one news story to the next, no matter how false it is, while Trump slowly marches along. Yeah, he start lining everything up. There's moves, there's counter moves, and I'm still pretty positive that there's going to be some stuff happening. One thing in particular, which I'm not sure about, which I'd like to get your take on, is John Huber, Utah. There was some stuff, I don't know if you saw the testimony yesterday, but there are some things in there that were pretty enlightening. But at the same time, there was something that was pretty scary that they said they had to give Huber's guys the information 3 times. Now, I don't know if that's government bureaucracy getting in the way, or if there's people even on Huber's team that are blocking things. But I'd like to get your take on his investigation, because we haven't really heard anything other than it exists and they're looking at the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, that there's been a few strings or parallel threads that we've been, you know, hoping on. One was that Jeff Sessions was just playing the quiet guy, but meanwhile he was secretly stacking everything up. That turned out to be a total fantasy. The guy was a nothing. And then there's the Inspector General. Oh, the Inspector General is going to do it. The Inspector General has no subpoena powers. He has no powers really other than what the DOJ wants to give him. And I don't see anything coming from that. And then there's, Huber's out there. He's got his own maybe there are secret grand juries going on. I saw couple of the regulars on Hannity last night. They seemed pretty optimistic, you know, Solomon Carter, the usual bunch. But nothing ever seems to come of it. I think that one thing that Trump is doing that is strong, that's really a strong card to play, is just the border. If Pelosi's going to go to shut down the government over no wall, I think that's a win for Trump. Just keep hammering that. I mean, gosh, Where did Obama find $150 billion to give to Iran?
They found out they just pulled $150 billion out of the hat to give to Iran, and the Democrats won't give $5 billion for border security. And I'd be even more blunt than Trump. The Democrats want more illegal aliens. They want people coming into the country, you know, the dumber and the sicker and the better. Every person that sneaks into the country requires immediately federal government employees, that means the Democrats, you know, to support in the system medically, with education, social services, everything. So, you know, I would keep beating on the drum of border security for as long as possible, as hard as possible. But as far as hoping for Huber, I don't see it. I've pretty much given up hope that there's some, like, it's like the Germans at the end of the war hoping for the super weapon. You know, sooner or later, the super weapon is coming. It never came. Anyway, we'll be back after the break with more calls.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just 17. $19.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
Great bumper music, but I'm about as far from a surfing safari mood as it can be. It's a cold, dreary, rainy day here, and it seems pretty bleak. I know things will cheer up, don't worry. I won't give up, but at the moment, I'm not in a great mood. But let's see if Chris in Tennessee can throw some brightness onto the matter. Go ahead, Chris. You there?
Hey, Matt. Hey. I hope you're doing good. I know you're in bad spirits, but I hope you're still having time to have some fun and just relax, despite everything that's going on.
Yeah, if it ever stops raining.
Yeah, it's raining here too. I wanted to say this to Alex, but, I love you too, so I'm going to go ahead and just, spit it all off. If you'll be so kind as to give me 20 seconds to spout off my first 2 points, I want to get to my third one, which I feel like is very, very important.
Sure, go ahead.
Number one, there's some great deals going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I just bought I spent less than $100 on $250 worth of product. Got a free t-shirt with it too. So I urge all the listeners to go check that out. Number two, I had the pleasure of rewatching the movie Waking Life, the Richard Linklater movie. Holy moly, that is a great movie, and Alex Jones has a fantastic rant in that movie. I urge everybody to just go check that movie out, and a healthy dose of cannabis is not going to hurt the experience. It's great. number three.
We're illegal.
Only if it's in an illegal state. If it's in a legal state, do it. But you know, my last point, and I do feel like this is super important, and I hope Alex and Gavin and Anthony Cumia or somebody needs to get this message to them, Matt, because when I, everybody I know under the age of 35 listens to the Joe Rogan Experience. He's basically bigger than Oprah, in my opinion. And I think that's an arguable fact that Joe Rogan's podcast is bigger than Oprah ever was. I think that Alex and Owen Benjamin and Gavin and anybody else who's friends with Rogan needs to really get on his butt about getting Alex on, getting Gavin back on, because I know so many people that listen to that podcast, and we're talking about a culture war, an information war. That's a big platform for Alex or Gavin or whoever to get their message across. And we have a real problem where, like Alex and you have been talking about, we seem to be kind of in an echo chamber right now, and that's a big platform for them to get their ideas across. And I know I don't know if you heard it, but Anthony Cumia was just on Rogan, and you could tell Joe really looks up to Rogan. I mean, Joe really looks up to Anthony Cumia. And I think all that group of guys really need to just start bugging Joe, just start hassling him, like, hey, like you say you're our friend, you really need to like have us on. Especially Alex. Like, Alex needs to get back on Joe Rogan. I know he announced that podcast a while ago. He needs to get back. He needs to, like, really have Anthony Cumia and Owen Benjamin just get on Joe's butt and get back on there, because that's where we're going to win the culture war.
All of these programming kind of decisions, that's, you know, I'm sure that's hurt up the chain of command, but that's, you know, that's way over my pay grade. I really don't know about all the ins and outs of who's in with who and who's out with who. You know, I don't like
the squabbling on our side. I know there's sometimes, you know, all kind of factors I'm not privy to. But in general, you know, if you have a choice between watching somebody's video or podcast, try to stay. It's difficult because it's so convenient. Of course, it's very convenient to use YouTube, but try to find other places, you know, Brighteon, BitChute, Zoxy, things like that. Try to find and encourage podcasters, you know, not to just make the easy way, which is YouTube. You know, encourage people to use alternative social media. It's the only way I think we're going to eventually make a dent, if it's even possible. But yeah, I haven't been listening to Joe Rogan lately. You know, I'm obviously not a millennial, so. But yeah, it's a good idea. I'll have to check it out. Thanks a lot. Hey, Justin in California, are you hanging on there?
Yes,
we're on
sir.
The culture war. Go ahead, Justin.
Thank you for taking my call on that. Yeah, I was just echoing with what you said earlier. You know, I think a civil war is coming too. But I think one way that we can stop it is get more of a voice in pop culture. You know, it was really great to see the last caller. He was bringing up the Joe Rogan Show, and I wanted to mention that as well. You know, it was really great to see Shooter Jennings on the Joe Rogan Show really go to bat for Alex. You know, and I know Shooter. I went to a lot of his shows and I've hung out with him a few times, and Shooter's a really, really great guy. And, you know, it was really great to see, him really speaking out for Alex and saying, you know, we need to all back up the First Amendment. And, you know, for him to go on that show and make that statement, you know, it was really big. So I think, you know, a lot more of Alex's audience should reach out and support people like Shooter Jennings, people that are coming to bat for our side, you know. You know, I work for a certain government agency, sir, and I'm a CSR, there's a customer service representative. I take a lot of calls from a lot of college kids, and these kids are just really, really ignorant and have no clue what's going on, zero life experience. I think if we really could get something in pop culture that could show that our side, you know, our side, our views and our opinions, and not make it look out to be stupid or racist or xenophobic or whatever words they want to put on, you know, when they attack, you know, the more conservative side. I think if we, you know, really support these voices that are going to bat for us and make them bigger stars, you know, that's going to help our side as well.
Yeah, I don't know how that's accomplished. You know, I've been fighting this culture war for years. My first novel, you know, is 15 years old. People for years have been saying should be movie. They should be made into movies. My books, you know, this is my own fighting in the culture war. But it's hard to get traction when everything is lined up towards the left. Anything that starts to get traction, you know, you get kicked off of Twitter. But I mean, we keep fighting. I wish there were movie producers out there. There have been a few in the past. There are great movies that could be made. Television shows too, but I don't see the funding for it. Everybody talks about these things, but the money never comes through. So, you know, I think that alternative social media—it's the only place we've got. You know, you can make videos that won't be banned in what they said. YouTube has taken off like 50 million videos in the last year. They just put the thumb down and you're gone. So how can you? How can you reach a mass culture audience when your videos are taken down? And then you have to self-censor to keep it, you know, keep it so that they'll, you know, not just kick it off of YouTube. You know, Mark Dice can't even say the word that got what's her name on Morning Joe in trouble. He's afraid to say that word. It's ridiculous.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought UX2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But Chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mac Bracken.
Okay, I'm looking at the board and I see a lot of patient people on hold, and let's go to Clinton, Texas, who also has an idea about the coming civil war. Clint, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. First of all, I just want to say thank you and everybody for all we are all trying to do. It's hard. You know, actually, I was listening to you while I was working, and I stopped what I was doing. You know, I think you're absolutely right. There's going to be no way out of the Civil War. It's just inevitable. I like to be optimistic, but you know how the funniest things like to go on during holidays and people don't pay attention? I don't know, something about this Christmas holidays, as you know how you have that gut feeling, that gut instinct that just, you know, gets at you. Well, you know, I think honestly they're going to, you know, either one, crash the stock market either right during the holidays or right after. Number two, during that time, I feel that something's going to happen to our president. And number three, it'll ultimately just lead to a civil war scenario. That's just kind of how it all seems to be playing out. I could be totally wrong. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that the deep state plotters, you know, Brennan, Clapper, Mueller, and all of their minions and lackeys, I think that they're amazed that Trump is still standing. You know, the guy's got skin thicker than a rhinoceros, and they're shooting at him, and they thought he would be down long ago, and he's still, you know, he's still standing strong. So I think that there will be some people out there that will just say, look, the only way we're going to get rid of this guy is to get rid of him. And, you know, maybe it'll be some kind of a plausible accident. I always worry about airplanes and helicopters, things like that. Or maybe it won't. But I'll guarantee you some of these deep state people, they're very panicked. And it's not just Democrats. You know, Trump being such an outsider, he threatens to expose a lot of corruption. And the corruption's not only among the Democrats. So there are entrenched forces that have been on all kind of corrupt gravy trains for decades. And Trump is really a danger to that status quo, and they would like to see him get, you know, gone. As far as the stock market, of course, it's inevitable. But are there people, you know, George Soros, et cetera, who would, if they could, swing the market to cause it to crash? No doubt. And if and when this happens, and it's a recession is inevitable, when it happens, they're going to blame Trump 100%. So just as while the economy's been strong and unemployment numbers and so forth have been strong, the media doesn't say a word to give him credit. But if the economy crashes, you can bet he's going to get 100% of the blame. And you can see that there are still things happening, like this Chinese businesswoman that was arrested in Canada. The arrest was made, I think, while Trump was actually speaking to or meeting with the Chinese. And I don't think he knew about it. I think this is a complete this is a shot at Trump, showing that you know, the deep state can still like meddle in international, you know, affairs. This is a very huge woman in China that was arrested basically while changing planes in Canada, and she was grabbed. You know, this, imagine you know, like a Steve Jobs, somebody, or you know, a boss, the head of Facebook or Google, being arrested changing planes in Hong Kong. And then, you know, this is a huge news in China. It's not in America. But, you know, the deep state is actively meddling and trying to take out Trump. And I think that it's going to continue and get worse, especially if there's any kind of a market crash. She's going to be blamed 100%.
Yeah.
Debbie. Yeah. Thanks, Clint. Debbie in New Jersey, been waiting a long time. Go ahead, Debbie. What did you want to say?
First, I want to say Merry Christmas to all you guys, and especially you, Matt.
Thanks.
Please cheer up.
You.
I want you to know I was married to an outlaw biker.
It would help if the sun came out. Go ahead.
Don't worry.
Ahead.
It will. It will.
Okay.
If the deep state does not think that the outlaw bikers, hell's angels in this country, I was married to one, is going to stand by and let these sons of bitches take this country over, they are sadly mistaken. I have firsthand knowledge. I know for a fact these guys are going to step up to the plate. Not only that, I have a summer home in Hebron, Maryland, where the biggest militia is. And I have plenty of friends down there. People are going to stand up. People are ready. And they are silently waiting. Everybody should know, have faith, prepare yourself, don't be afraid. We're here in New Jersey, and we're not afraid. They come to this door, well, they'll have to take us out in a body bag if we lose. But I do not plan on going to prison, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know, I appreciate that spirit, but, you know, I think most people are, as long as there's electricity, food in the refrigerator, you know, their smartphone is
charged up and has all the latest apps, I don't think they really care what happens politically. You know, it's hard to motivate people. Concepts like freedom of speech, what does that matter to people that are just, you know, watching viral videos all day, playing video games? You know, as long as the power is on and they're not hungry, I think that they'll accept almost anything politically. But what comes after a civil war is almost surely going to be some form of economic collapse, you know, cut off of, you know, imagine just if the truckers went on a strike, for example, or imagine if something happened that that food and diesel fuel weren't being distributed because it was too dangerous to drive down the highway. You know, in a modern civil war, the infrastructure is just too vulnerable. Any aggrieved party, any small splinter group can pretty much shut down the freeways, you know, without being too graphic. It's not rocket science to imagine how this can happen. But then everybody suffers. Once everybody is suffering, the media will then portray, you know, the patriotic side as terrorists. It's, you know, predictable. And, you know, then I guess we'll be in it. We'll just have to see what happens then. But I don't want to see anybody carried out in body bags. I wish we could raise awareness about our, you know, our steadily diminishing freedoms short of that. But, you know, we'll just have to see. Al in Texas, so a war vet. Go ahead, Al.
Yes. I want to talk specifically to the people who are getting very frustrated and saying that we have to, or that we will, move to a revolution. You know, when you're old enough to remember World War II, it gives you a perspective. I have personally witnessed every political revolution of the 20th century, not including the Bolshevik Revolution. They are notoriously counterproductive. You always end up with something far worse than you overthrew. And I'm looking at where we stand. We've got a couple of years left with Trump. He seems to me to be remarkably incompetent. But it doesn't matter. He's going to be gone. See, if by nothing other than the operation of term limits, he's going to be gone. And what do we got? We got a bunch of old people like me who don't matter because we're dying. The only people who matter are the young people, and half of the young people do not want the United States to continue. Do these revolutionaries, these self-appointed pro-revolutionaries, seriously expect me to violently attack my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren? Because
no,
if you
I can't
do,
see it.
Are mistaken. I will not do it.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Al. That's the long term of history. Yeah, nobody's going to win in a civil war. And like you said, it usually winds up worse, you know. The French Revolution went from guillotines to Napoleon. And that seems to be a historical pattern. Anyway, we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores.
Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ennio Morricone. What a genius. Anyway, I'm going to take the remaining calls in this last segment, and they're going to have to be short so I can get to everybody. And what I'll do is just let you make a comment, speak for a minute or two, and then we'll go to the next call. I see a Dr. Kelly in California. Are you there still, Dr. Kelly?
Thank you so much for taking my call, and I will make it quick. I'd like to point out that the people that are senators, such as Feinstein, Harris, and several of the politicians, are sitting bar attorneys in their respective states. I'd like people to look into that and to expose that. And we've got Will Wagner, who exposed the original 13th Amendment from 1811. And there are so many wonderful works to read in your local law library. And document it, teach your kids, and thank you, Matt, for your work.
Thank you. That whole vote harvesting thing out in Orange County, that's really got me freaked out. That's so Venezuela, it's just almost beyond belief. Next, it's going to be, you know, people's cadres collecting the votes and filling them out for you. Matt in Ohio wants to talk about a coming crash. Matt, are you there?
Hey, how's it going, Matt?
Great. Thanks for holding.
Oh, no problem. I just wanted to make a quick comment. I want to talk about the economic crash. Did you see the Economist 2019 issue?
No. I'll look for it, but go ahead.
Yeah, it shows a picture with Trump's face on there, and then it shows like a graph over him, you know, like they're hitting at a economic crash. And then it also shows, like, you know, a picture of a panda bear representing China, and It shows, you know, a thing about Brexit. It shows a thing about Putin and the Four Horsemen and all kinds of stuff. It even shows stuff about, you know, the transhumanism movement, where it's a stork holding, you know, a bag with a barcode over it. So, you know, they are really planning something this upcoming year. You know, it's going to get pretty crazy. And they even have the marijuana, a guy holding the marijuana thing. So I believe that they're going to start even injecting stuff in this marijuana that they're making legal, you know, to dumb down the culture even more than what it already is. You know, it's crazy times we're in, but, you know, we just got to trust in God. And, you know, I just wanted to make that quick comment.
Yeah, it's, the legalization almost seems like Brave New World's Soma. You know, just keep the population stoned and happy, feed them on virtual reality, you know, video games, et cetera. Now we're seeing kids have their brains rewired, you know, with the smartphones. They're literally becoming stupid because they're hooked into an information machine from toddler age. Instead of their brain learning to be inquisitive about the world, the brain is just fed messages. And they look at children's brains now, and they're being ruined from a young age, making them into perfect slaves, I would think. Let's see, who do we have up here for a while? James in California. Go ahead, James.
How's it going? I'm going to keep it real short. I'm on the front lines here of California. I'm a 29-year-old in Sacramento, Citrus Heights area. My name's Jimmy Bazalian. Let's take it back to 1776. Our fathers, our founding fathers, our men and women, fought like the savage Indians. Like to call it guerrilla warfare. As the redcoats said, line it up, we just did a headshot after headshot. And I want to keep this peaceful. I think it's important that we do guerrilla advertising. I'm sure every person listening to this right now has a fence board or some sort of piece of wood and some paint laying around the house. It's as simple as taking a drill and some screws, painting your rights onto a board, and getting your information out that way, because we all know we're being censored on Google, Facebook. That will in turn go viral. You know mainstream media will love to cover this. We're all out.
Yeah,
an injury to one of us is an injury to all of us. Keep your chin in, your chest down, and be proud to be an American.
Yeah, I think guerrilla marketing of ideas can be very effective, like the it's okay to be white messages totally freak out the leftists. Simple things like that. Let me see. We've got Liberty Smith in Oklahoma. Liberty Smith, cool name. Go ahead, Smith.
Hey, man. How are you today?
Great, thanks.
You haven't been real encouraging today, but that's okay because I understand. Trust me on this one. Yeah, I have several thoughts, but the biggest one for me is I live in a rural area in rural Oklahoma. I work in a 50,000, you know, people town, and they're basically all conservatives, but about 70% of Oklahoma is. But one thing I noticed is nobody in this town in Ardmore, Oklahoma, has a sign up for Trump, has anything up. But you'll see all the liberals, they got all their crap up. And the thing I'm wondering about is how can I, as a 61-year-old with 11 grandchildren, do more than what I'm already doing? And, you know, I call the White House. I email the president and congressman and everything else. And I do it about once a week or twice a month or whatever. And I want to do more. I am restless. I am sick of this crap. And I think, you know, the audience, the info warriors are too. So my question is rural America, older, loves our country, loves my children and grandchildren, what else can I do?
I don't know, but when you drive around, your vehicle is going to be seen. I like the idea of these magnetic InfoWars stickers, and you can also get full-sized sheets of it's like the refrigerator magnet material. Then you can stick a Trump bumper sticker or any other bumper sticker on it, but you're not committed to it if you're afraid your car is going to get keyed in certain areas. But when you're just driving around in normal life, you can put any message you want on your vehicle and take it off when you want. I'm the same age, and it's pretty discouraging. It almost feels like we have no voice. Eventually, it might come to some kind of a yellow vest movement in America, you know, with taking to the streets. But you know, in the USA, mostly it's urban versus rural, and eventually, if it comes to civil war, you know, they don't grow food in the cities. It's just something to keep in mind. Maybe last call. Gary in Texas says, when is it time? Gary in Texas, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, when do you know it's time? When do you know it's time?
Well, I think that as long as we're able to have this show, for example, you know, while we're still broadcasting, even on maybe you could say reduced volume, since InfoWars has been largely banned from mainstream broadcasting on YouTube and so forth, when you see voices like Alex Jones and my own and others going silent, that will be a big clue that that the time is getting close. But really, I don't. There won't be any kind of revolution in this country. As long as food supply is going, electricity is flowing, it's not going to happen just for political reasons. It won't happen until there's a real pinch, you know, an economic collapse, food distribution breaks down. When that happens, all hell is going to break loose. And unfortunately, I think that that's inevitable at some point, especially with the Democrats. Basically, they're globalists. They want to change America fundamentally, as Obama put it. Make it just another third world country, because Democrats actually love ruling third world countries. Look at Chicago, Baltimore, Philadelphia, any of the cities that the Democrats have ruled for generations are a microcosm of a third world country. And they don't care if the people are hungry, if crime is out of control. Look at Maxine Waters. She lived in a $4 million mansion. You know, her district is mostly very poor people. She lives out of the district in the mansion. So the Democrats don't care if the country is ruined as long as they're ruling it. They don't mind ruling the ruins. So I don't think there's going to be anything like a real civil war until all of this eventually collapses in a heap and the country has an economy like Venezuela. That's when the S is going to hit the fan for sure. But as long as people have their smartphones, TVs, video games, refrigerators full, then there's not going to be anything happening. We're just going to be grinding our teeth and wailing to each other here on the internet and social media. But eventually, where it happens is when the refrigerator's empty and there are no more food trucks coming. That's going to be the final sign. Well, it's been fun taking calls this last hour of the week on InfoWars, and I'll see you next week or sometime in the future, and maybe then I'll be more cheerful. But Merry Christmas to the InfoWars Army, and keep fighting. Never give up. Never surrender.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan